So, welcome back. Let's call this season two. That makes the unplanned sabbatical from last year feel a bit more purposeful. In confession, at the time of launching the podcast last summer, I had written several episodes. I thought that I had a lot of runway, and I was also able to continue to write during the fall. Not nearly as prolific or as purposeful as when I was writing in the summer, but I thought that I had enough in the bank that I could continue a every 2 week release of new episodes. But then spring semester hit and I was fully in the weeds. The other parts of my job, like teaching and patient care, are definitely my priorities. They got the best version of myself and the podcast got the leftovers. And January, in addition to being sort of just a depressing month, I think annually, was brutal because I was not meeting these podcast deadlines. I wasn't writing. Writing felt super burdensome. The creativity was low. And then I finally just made the decision that these are self-imposed deadlines that I gave myself, and we're just going to take a break. So the podcast was sacrificed until I was ready to write again, which was this summer. I was able to take a break. I went to my grandparents' cabin. I sat on the porch because that's the only place you can steal Wi-Fi from the neighbors. And I started to write again, and I made a plan for the year. And the plan is that we're going to do episodes every 4 weeks. It doesn't really turn out to be monthly because time is weird. There are bonus episodes planned as well, but those do not have dates finalized. My commitment to me and my commitment to you is an episode every 4 weeks, and bonus episodes will be a cherry on top. So thank you for your patience. Thank you for keeping medical rewrites in your podcast rotation. I hope you find a lot of clinical pearls this season because I've been shucking a lot of oysters.